Mara, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
No problem. I'm always happy to talk all things Sondheim.
Now, what is it that makes Stephen Sondheim so beloved in the musical theatre world?
I mean, he's just the living master of this craft, of this genre. There's really no one, I think, who's had a bigger impact over a longer period of time on the form. And while his work's not necessarily always been super popular with the public, he's had a lot of shows that didn't do well at the box office per se, the influence he's had on everybody who works in the industry today, basically every writer that you hear interviewed cites him as an influence.
Wow.
So he's just had the most extraordinary impact, such a long career, worked with so many different people and maintained such a unique voice the entire time. Like, his shows are so different from each other, but they're so recognisably him.
Yeah.
It's just an extraordinary achievement.
Let's talk about that enduring kind of career. He's been writing for the better part of six decades now. What do you think it is about his lyric writing that has endured this test of time?
Well, I mean, it's a kind of silly answer, but it's just so good. He's just such a talented craftsman. And that's how I would describe the lyric writing. It's like someone who makes a really beautiful chair or a piece of furniture. They're just so beautifully crafted, so precise, so specific. And anyone who's read the wonderful two books that he released, one's called Finishing the Hat and the other one's called Look, I Made a Hat, and it's annotated lyrics, commentary, stuff like that. It's just a Sondheim fan's dream. Can see the amount of work that has gone into every single lyric, like the painstaking revision over and over and over. He's still not happy with many of them. If you read what he has to say about I Feel Pretty, for example, he's highly critical of it. He says it's not very good,
oh, wow.
Even though it's like incredibly, incredibly famous and like beloved around the world. So I think it's that. I think it's just the absolute craftsmanship that he brings every single lyric that he writes.
Mm. Do you think that he's had many influences himself? He has influenced so many, but, you know, a lot of people talk about the influence of his mentor, Oscar Hammerstein. Do you think that that's very pronounced in his work?
Well, it certainly is, not necessarily in the way that he writes. Like, he's developed such a unique style. I don't think that you could say that he has like copied Hammerstein in any way. But it's Hammerstein's approach, I think. So he learnt about the business of how to make musicals from Hammerstein. And while the product is completely different, I think it was like the training, the mentorship that really set him in good stead. There's a lovely story about how Hammerstein used to set him all these writing tasks. Like, he had to write a musical that was based on a book.
Oh,
he had
wow.
to write one that was based on a play. He had to write one that was based on something that wasn't dramatic, like those kind of things. And so Hammerstein was really training him very early and was really critical, like offered him sort of like extensive feedback on every one that he did. So he really got the most sort of exceptional training in the form, probably better than anybody else around, better than any university could give, because he was right there in the thick of it, learning on the job, basically.
Yeah, then that's contributed to his incredibly successful and enduring career.
Yeah, definitely.
How do you think he himself has impacted today's generation of Broadway composers when we think of people like Jason Robert Brown and Lin-Manuel Miranda?
Yeah, I mean, it's all there. Every single one of them who's interviewed says that they're a Sondheim fan. And I think he's a really a writer's writer. I love his work as a sort of viewer too, but I think it's really when you dig into it and you see the way that it's constructed that the genius kind of comes out even more. It's a joy of analysis, and I think that's why he's been so influential on all those writers. Michael John Lacusa too, Lin-Manuel Miranda, all of those. It's because when they went and studied his songs, they went, oh, my God, that is so much more complicated and beautiful and perfect than I had realised when I heard it or watched
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I would attribute that to.
Hardest question I'll ask you this evening. What is your favourite piece of work from Sondheim?
Oh, without question, Sunday in the Park with George.
Yeah?
Yes. I think it is the most stunning meditation on what it means to love art, to love artists, to be an artist, what all of this is for, on engaging with your history. I just think it's the most exceptional work. I mean, they're all great. It's difficult to pick, but it's the one that I come back to over and over and over again and get something new out of every time. I think it's just a masterpiece. Well, and a tragedy that it didn't win the Tony that year.
Oh, controversial in your opinion then?
Very controversial.
Okay, well, see, this is a time in everyone's lives where we find ourselves having a little bit more extra time on our hands. It's the perfect time to do a deep dive into incredible people like this and into their work and maybe come up with everyone can come up with their own opinion. Maybe we can start a bit of a petition, a protest of two SER listeners with Sunday in the Park with George and we'll get them.
Yeah.
Get it all happening. Mara, we'll have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us this evening.
No problem. Lovely to speak to you.